66. Ping. Tito sat on a paint-spattered steel stool, looking up at a dirty skylight of wire-embedded glass. Pigeons kept landing on its peak and taking off, with a flutter of wings he doubted the others were hearing. Gareth and the old man were talking with the man who'd been waiting for them here, in this dim third-story space, in a city and country Tito had scarcely even thought about before. The boat that had come to pick them up was white, long, low, very fast. The boat's pilot had worn large sunglasses and a tight nylon hood and had said nothing at all. Tito had watched the island and its runway recede and finally vanish, though it took a long time. After changing directions several times, they'd approached another island, cliffsides of soft, wind-eroded rock, a few small, isolated houses facing the sea. They'd followed the coastline to a wooden pier jutting from a taller, more substantial-looking wharf. He'd helped Gareth swing the black plastic pelican up out of the boat. It was too heavy to lift by its plastic handles, Gareth said. They might break under the weight. The pilot of the white boat, saying nothing, took it out fast, in a direction other than the one he'd come. Tito listened to a dog barking. A man came to the railing of the high wharf and waved to them. Gareth waved back. The stranger turned away, was gone. The old man looked at his watch, then at the sky. Tito had heard the seaplane before he'd seen it, coming in only a few feet above the water. "Don't say anything," Gareth told him, as the plane's propeller stopped and it floated the last few yards to the pier. "How are you, gentlemen?" asked the pilot, a man with a mustache, climbing down onto the nearest pontoon as Gareth held the plane's wing.
"Very well," said the old man, "but I'm afraid we're overweight."
He indicated the pelican.
"Mineral samples."
"Geologist?" the pilot asked.
"Retired," said the old man, smiling. "But it seems I'm still hauling rocks."
"Shouldn't be a problem." The pilot opened a hatch in the side of the plane, which looked nothing like the Cessna. It had only one propeller and looked built for work. Tito watched as Gareth and the pilot wrestled the pelican case off the dock and up into the hatch. He saw the old man blow air between his pursed lips, relieved as they got it into the plane without dropping it.
"How long will we be?"
the old man asked the pilot.
"All of 20 minutes," said the pilot. "Shall I call you a cab?"
"No, thank you,"
the old man said, climbing up into the plane.
"We have our own transportation."
They landed on a river near a very large airport, where Tito, still amazed at the mountains he'd seen in the distance, helped Gareth push the pelican case and their other few pieces of luggage, on a cart, up a long ramp of steel mesh. Tito sat on the edge of the cart, looking toward the river, where another seaplane was taxiing for takeoff in late afternoon sunlight. Gravel crunched as Gareth and the old man drove up in a white van. Tito helped Gareth load the case and their other bags into it. There were only two seats in the van, no windows in the back. Tito settled himself, squatting, on the pelican case. The old man looked back.
"Don't sit on that," he said. "It wouldn't be good for your descendants."
Tito moved away from the case and used his own bag as a cushion instead. After that, as they'd driven through a city, he'd seen almost nothing. Fragments of buildings through the windshield and the rear windows. Until they'd arrived here, Gareth opening the rear doors onto an only partially paved alley, strange green ferns growing between broken asphalt and the peeling walls on either side. He'd helped Gareth with the pelican case up two flights of decrepit wooden stairs and into this long, cluttered room.